For loy rakka, but she did not make a rakika, she did not spit. For loy kara, and she did not say the psukim. Chitzasa kshera, still the chlitza taker is kshera. What about rakka? Let's say she spit. For loy chotza, she did not take off the shoe. For loy kara, chitzasa psula. Then no, then the chlitza psula is no good. Now, kara, for loy rakka, let's say the only said the psukim without a rakika, for loy chotza, is an enkan based mechesh. That's nothing. It means nothing. If she only read the psukim, but she did not do any maisa, not even a rakika, not a chalitza, enkan based mechesh, Rashi says, that she's still allowed to have yibum. So, Hurmani, who does this price go like? Ilay, Rebbe Lezer, if you want to say it goes according to Rebbe Lezer, chotza, fulay rakaka, fulay kara, chalitza, sekshera. How could that be? If you want to tell me you made a chalitza without a rakika, Rebbe Lezer says it's psula in the Mishnah. V'omer Rebbe Lezer says, the Pasuk says, kocha yaseh, that dover shu maisa makif. Any action has to be done. So part of the action of chalitza is to spit. If she doesn't spit according to Rebbe Lezer, the chalitza is psula. So you can't say this price that goes according to Rebbe Lezer. You can't say that rakaka v'loy that chotza v'loy rakaka, you can't say it's kshera. You have to say this braisa that says if she made a chalitza without a rakika, is kosher, goes according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. Uketani, still this braisa says, what about the opposite way? Rakaka. Let's say she made a rakika, she spit. For loy chotza, but she did not make chalitza. For loy kora, it says chalitza psula. It says the chalitza attack is psula. So Mar says leman. Who does it mean psula? Ilay malialma, that she's not allowed to get married to somebody else. That this chalitza is not matah, she's still called the Yavama. For the Gemara Pshita, mihevi chalitza dishtar liyalna. What kind of swar in the world is this, that this should be a good chalitza? Like Pshita's no good. It says what, she only spit, that's all. But she didn't make a chalitza. So avadiv, he didn't take off the shoe, that's the main part of the chalitza. Avadiv, she's psula. El alav, doesn't this lashon of psula mean, liyachin? That even though she only made a spitting, she only spit, and she did not take off the shoe, still she's posel liyachin. Is shema mina? So right here, like we say now, that with spitting alone, she does become a posel to liyachin. For the Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, maishna rakika, maishna kriya, what's the difference? How come rakika by itself makes a rasa, and how come kriya by itself does not make a rasa? So Gemara says, kriya the yisra bein betchila bein besoif, le michlef lei. Kriya that you have both at the beginning and at the end. Srashi Kriya. Bain Kaidam Chalitza. Main Yavami, you have to say. Bain Liyaka Chalitza. Kocha Yasa. Is in Ami Armina to Siabim, even if you say after she made the first Kriya. You are allowed to make Yibum, is Lemechla Polyinchi, the Chalitza. People won't make mistakes there and say that a regular Chalitza you can make Yibum. The Leis Lameima, Hachbosa Chalitza Siabim. Because people understand what happened is she only made a kriya. So people understand that the kriya by itself means nothing. That most probably she only made the first kriya and she didn't make the chalitza. So that's why she's allowed to make yibum afterwards. Mashen kein rikika debitchila leisa ulev saifisa. Rikika, usually the seder is that first they make a chalitza and then she spits. It's only at the end. So somebody's going to see a spit, michla folay. People make mistakes. For yosel mishre chalutz liyachin. If we're going to say, in a case where she only made a rakika, she only spit, that we're going to say that means nothing, and like no chalitza was done at all, and now if one of the brothers want to, they can still make yibam on her. If we're going to say like that, people will come to think and make a mistake. People will see that she made the rakika, so they're going to think that's the end of the chalitza. That she also made a chalitza, she also took off the shoe, and then she made a rakika. And still they're going to see the way she lets the yibum take place. So people will think even after chalitza, still you're allowed to make yibum. Therefore, midrabbanan, we say, once she made a rakika, midrabbanan, she's posel now, to le'achin, that the brothers are not allowed to make yibum on her anymore. Rav Gaskmur, Yemil is Xavier here, for yosel mishre chalutza le'achin. Therefore, we're afraid that maybe people come out to think that even after she received chalitza, still she's allowed to have yibum to the brothers. So that's why there's a gzera after a kika, she's not allowed to, she comes posel to the yachin. More says, now, v'ikadiyami, some say, hochi shocholei. This is the way they asked him the question. They asked him the question like this. Yevoma shirakuka. Where Yevoma taka that she spit. Yevoma made a rakika in front of Bezdin. Techloitz. The what? She has to make a chalitza. But v'yena tzricha lorok pamacheris. She knows she has to make chalitza yet. But what? She does not have to make rakika a second time. That's what he said over. A rakika a second time, we don't have to. The first rakika helps. And later what she has to do is just make a chalitza. Kiyahu diyos lekaim made Rabami. One time in the case when they came in front of Rabami, have Yosef Rabbi Abba Bamamo, Kaime, that Rabbi Abba Bamamo was sitting in front of him. And Rokoko Mekame the Techlitz. What happened there was the Yavama first made a Rakika, first she spit, and then she made the Chalitza. Even though usually we said the Seder is first you make a Chalitza, first she pulls off the shoe, and then she's supposed to spit. Why would it be the opposite way? That first she made a rakika, and then she took off the chalitza? Is Omale Rabami. Rabami says, Cholitz lo, v'shar yelo tigra. Let her make a chalitza, and then she'll be matter. Rashi says, v'shar yelo tigra means, kolemar, poto v'shochelo mibezdin. Send her away. In other words, she made a rakika first, and now she's making a chalitza. That's enough. She doesn't have to do anything more. Cholitz lo, v'shar yelo tigra. Omale Rababa, Rababa said back to him, Ivo Bina Merik, what do you mean to just to let her make a chalitza, just to pull off the shoe? I, she has to make her a kikos, she has to spit. So Gemara says, he answered back, Horakukolo, she already made her a kikos one time. So he holds, you don't have to do it a second time. For the Gemara, why not? Let her make her a kikos a second time. Because the Maisa, the Seder is supposed to be that first she's supposed to pull off the shoe, and then she's supposed to spit. So now that she spit first, and then she made a chalitza, what's the gefelich? Why don't you want to say she should make another rakika? So Mora says, Nofak b'nei churba. If you're going to say she has to make another rakika, a big churba, something bad will come out of it. Di amrit to hoder. For Teruk, if you're going to say she has to spit a second time, amrit, people say like this. Rekiko kumaitza lespa mashosha. People say the first time she spit, it means nothing. Didn't do anything. That's why after she makes chalitza, she has to make a second time a rekiko. So the first rekiko means nothing. And people v'yosa l'mishrei chalutza l'yachin. And people come to be matur a chalutza l'yachin. In other words, people come to say that the first spitting is nothing. And therefore, the brothers are still allowed to be miyabimah. Now, why don't we want the brothers to be miyabma? Because it could be other people are only going to see it do the first rakika, and they're going to think that this was not the beginning, but this was the end. So other people are going to think that she made a whole chalitza, and still when they see now she can get married to the brothers, have yibum, they'll think even after chalitza, it's mutter to have yibum. So that's what is gzera, that we want that first chalitza, people should know the first chalitza means something. It means something that if somebody sees the first spitting, after that, she's not allowed to make yibum anymore. Even though the first spitting by itself is not enough, however, she has to make chalitza. Just once she makes the second, she makes chalitza, that's it, that's enough. We do not want her to make rikika over a second time. So at the Gemara, why would be no kisidron, but I call upon him Takasha. How could you say the first rikika helps? It's not in the right order. And the Gemara kisidron lay makif, no, it's not makif. Even though the right said it should be first make chalitza and then make rakika, but she did it the opposite way. Still, it's kosher. Maruhusa, he thought the chuya kamatchile. The sense is just like pushing him off. It's not a real good answer. Gemara says no. Norfolk, he went out duck and he found duck. He checked in for Yashkach and he found out like this. Tanya, bein sheiktem chalitza rakika. Whether she made first chalitza the right way and then a rakika. Bein shehikter rakika l'chalitza. Whether first she made a rakika, then a chalitza, ma'ashos osli. What she did to Akras Kasha, you see clearly, the Seder is not makif. But the Gemara, Levi Norfolk l'chalitza. Levi went out to the fields. Boy, minay, they asked him a shana like this. Ki demes ma'o shetechlitz. What's going to be in a case where she doesn't have any hands? Could she still make chalitza? How would you do it with the teeth? Let's say with the teeth, she'll go and pull off a shoe. Is that kosher or not? Taiti Yavama Shiroka Kodam. No. She can't help it though. She has no feet, but she has no hands. What can she do? So maybe it's still called a good chalitza, some feet. Or else, let's say she spits, and dam comes out, blood, mahu. So, and weiter, the pasuk says in Daniel, avalagid l'cho esar roshum v'ksav emes. I'll tell you what it says in the ksav, in the truthful ksav. So he has the kashrim v'chlal v'ik ksav shein emes. So mashma, there's such a ksav that's not truth? Is there such a thing like that? So yes, then what's pshan these three halachis? Is l'hevi v'yodei, itakya dino, levi dino. Is also Shoveh Medrosha. So he came into the Beis HaMedrash, and he asked in the Beis HaMedrash, what's the halacha? Is Omri where they said to him like this, Miksev v'choltza biyad? Does the Pasuk says that she has to make a chalitza with her hands? Just as v'choltza, mash many ways she could do it, even with the teeth, also would be kosher. Vaito miksev v'yorka reik? Does the Pasuk says she has to spit, like saliva? Pasuk just says v'yorka, she has to spit, doesn't say what? See, even blood would also be kosher. Avul agid l'chor roshu miksav emes. You know what the Pasuk means? V'chiyesh ksav shein emes. Like you're asking, is there any ksav that's not truth? Lekasha. This is what the Pasuk means. Kan b'gzadin sheyeshi moshua. Kan b'gzadin sheyeshi moshua. When Hashem gave a gzadin and he made a shvua, that's like emes, it can't be changed anymore. But if there was a gzadin without a shvua on it, it's possible it could be changed. With tshuva, you could change the gzadin. Kedrav Shmuel Barami, the Amar Shmuel Barami, Amar Reb Yonason, Minayin Legzar Din, Sheyeshi Moshua, Sheina Miskora. How do we know if Hashem makes a Gzar Din, makes a bad degree upon somebody, and Hashem swears on it that he won't rip it up? Shneam the Pasuk says, Lochei Nishpati LeBeis Eli, Im Yischap Arovim Beis Eli, Bezevachu B'Mincha Adolam. Hashem like made a Shmua that Beis Eli had a klola, they're going to die early, and they won't have the kapara. With a korban, with a mincha, it won't forgive them. And Amar Rabba Dashan like this. The pasuk means that the zevach of a mincha and a mischaper, they won't have a kapara just by bringing a zevach or by bringing a mincha. Avol mischaperu b'divrei Torah. But if they learn Torah, if Beis Eli will learn Torah, they'll have a kapara. The Gemara says the Maaseh was that Abaye Omar Abaye says the zevach of a mincha and a mischaper, avol mischaper v'gemilas chasodim. You'll have a kapara with gemilas chasadim. Just kabonis alone won't help you. That was the shvua. But if you do gemilas chasadim, kind deeds, then you could have a kapara. All right, turn over. So what's like this? Rabba v'Abaye mid the base eli kosi. Both Rabba and Abaye both came from base eli. Rabba the yosik batoro. Rabba was mainly only yosik and toro. Is chaya avoyim shonen. He only lived 40 years. That was Rabba. But Abaya, the Osak Batoira of Gemilas Chasodim, Abaya that was Isaac in both, in Torah and Gemilas Chasodim, Chaya Shishin Shoshonin, he lived 60 years. So that's Abaya Lashitosoi, that holds that if you do Gemilas Chasodim, you lost Lava Kapor. Supposed to do both. Fayasana Rabbonin, Mishpocha Achas Faisib Yishlaim, there's one Mishpocha in Yishlaim, Shoyin Nesim Kiben Shemoin Esra Shona, that the children died at 18 years old, is boy for Dios of Yechirim and Zakei. They came to Yechirim and Zakei, like, what can we do here? His Omolem, so he said, Shemo mi mishpachas Eliyatem. Maybe you're from the mishpach of Eli, that has this klola, that you have to die early. Shinemar v'chol marbis beischo yemoisu anoshim. So what did he tell them to do? He told them, L'chu v'yisku b'teira. Go learn Torah b'tichyu when you live, like we dashim before. They'll die only if they don't learn Torah. But if they're Isaac in Torah, that will forgive them. Is Holchul v'yasku b'Torah, they went and they learned Torah v'choyu when they lived. V'yukurin oisa mishpacha yechanan al-shamay. They called the name, well, the children here, yechanan on Rabbi Yechanan Mitzakai's name. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Unya. Omar Rav. Minayin l'gzad din shel tzibur sheina nechta. That if Hashem makes a gzad deed upon whole tzibur, he won't sign it. Fred Gemara ain't a nichtem, Hashem won't sign it. The Pasuk says, Ki in the chapsi banaser, if you clean yourself with soap, v'tav lecho boreas, nichtav avonecho lefonai, that I'll write you avonis. So, mashmir nichtav means also nechtam. Eliminayin shafilu nechtam, miskara. How do we know that even if it's signed, still a gzadin for a tzibur could be ripped up?
Shenamar the pasuk says, "Mika Hashem Elokeinu v'chol kareinu olav." That Hashem is always close to us. That even though we have a gzar din, Hashem will still rip it up. I will see the pasuk says, "Dirshu Hashem b'matzu." That you have to look for Hashem when He's close. Mashmi is not always close, only certain times. So Maris of Lakasha, Ha'biyachad abitzibur enachnami. When a tzibba does tshuva, Hashem is always close to them, and will be mekabel the tshuva. But if a yochid, if a private person does tshuva, Hashem doesn't always accept it. Now, yochid Amos, when is HaKadosh Baruch Hu close even to a yochid, to a private person? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua. Elu asara yamin, shebein Rosh Hashanah liyom HaKippurim. These are asara shemei tshuva, that even a yochid could do tshuva then. Shoch leli avua di Shmuel. So they sent to the father Shmuel. Yevoma shiroka kodam. What's going to be the loch of Yevoma, Rokok, she spit, blood, is techlites, you should make chalitza. Lefi sheyev shel adam b'loy tzichtzuch roik. The reason is because, anyway, even though you only see blood come out, but it's impossible that there's some parts of spit in it also. There's some saliva there. So the maisa, she spits some saliva, therefore it's good. But in my maisa, we have a kasha. Yochol yeydam, hayyotzi mipiv, humipi yoma. Tomei, maybe the dam that comes out. Rashi means Tomei, Yochi Yedam Yetzmi Piv. Tomei Kuroik. Vadam Yetzmi Piya Mosloi Tomei Kazoivoi. A person that's about carrying is Tomei. His spit that comes out is Tomei. And what comes out of his Aver is also, the Meraglaim is also Tomei. So Yochalai would think, Yedam if blood comes out from his mouth. Homepi is Omer from his Aver. Tomei, it's also Tomei. Talmulem, the Pasuk says, no Zoivoi Tomei. The one of blood comes out from the mouth of the Zav is Tomei, he's Tor. So what do you see? That when blood comes out, we say it's not called spit, even though the spit that comes out of a Zav is Tomei. But when he spits out blood, we say it's pure blood and no saliva at all. Sound like we're saying here? Here we're saying that the reason why if a Yevama spits down, it's kosher, is because it's efshar that there's no saliva there also. And here we see, no, there's no saliva when a zav spits out dam. So when it says like kasha, kan be moitzeitz, kan be shoishes. When one is moitzeitz, when she's sucking the blood out. So Rashi says, yeshev le tichsuke roik. If she sucks the blood out, then for sure there has to be some saliva also. Kan be shoishes. When the blood is just dripping out, then it's possible the blood could drip out without any saliva at all. But then the Mishnah says, "Cheresh shenechlatz." If a cheresh makes a chalitza, receives chalitza, it's psula.